Today, March 19th, is the feast day of the great Saint Joseph, our spiritual father. And our parish, of course, has great devotion to Saint Joseph because we try to imitate Christ. And the Bible says, honor your father and your mother. So certainly Jesus honored his foster father, Saint Joseph. And if we're to be true Christians, we need to imitate Christ and love our Blessed Mother and love our spiritual father, Saint Joseph. So when we designed the church, we wanted to have Saint Joseph have a very prominent role. Of course, over to the left of the tabernacle, our Blessed Mother to the right of the tabernacle. And in the stained glass windows that we designed, we wanted Saint Joseph to have an important role in the joyful mysteries. So take a look when you leave today at the windows, especially the nativity, the presentation in the temple. You'll see the role of Saint Joseph in those windows. In fact, our entire building project we place under the special patronage and protection of Saint Joseph. Now, with all the saints, there are three things we try to do when we think of a saint. First, we praise God and admire the graces that God has given to a saint. So every time we think of a saint, we glorify God for the working of grace that he has done in the life of a saint. Secondly, we want to imitate the saint's virtues. And third, invoke their intercession. That's why we have saints, as we praise God for the grace that God gave the saint and how they cooperated with that grace. Second, to imitate the virtues of the saint in our own life. And third, ask for that saint's help, intercession, and protection. So with Saint Joseph, just for a moment or two, let us just hit the highlights of Saint Joseph. I have an article in the back of church where I go into this in more detail, but I use the word Joseph and give one idea for every letter in that word. The J in Joseph stands for the fact that Joseph was called the just man, which in Scripture means that he was considered righteous. He was holy in the eyes of God, a man of honor, character, integrity, virtue, and honesty. So he is that just man, considered the greatest saint in the history of the church next to our Blessed Mother, the man closest to Christ. The O in Joseph stands for his obedience. He was always obedient to the will of God. When the angel told him, have no fear about taking Mary, your wife, into your home, he immediately obeyed. He took Mary and Joseph into Egypt to escape King Herod. He was always obedient to the will of God. Third, the S stands for he was a man of silence. There are no recorded words of Saint Joseph in Scripture. He was a man of prayer and silence, a man of a deep interior prayer life. The E, he was an example, that God chose him to be an example for his own beloved son by his words, by his actions, by his teaching of Christ, as his foster father, as a carpenter. He was the example and teacher of Christ. The P, he was a patron. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of all fathers, all husbands, all workers. And he's a patron saint, of course, for helping to sell your homes, helping to find you a home, because he's the one who had to find Christ a place to be born in Bethlehem. He's a patron saint of the universal church, the protector and guardian of the church. Everything Joseph did for Jesus, he now does for the church, which is his mystical body. And he's also the patron saint of a happy death, because he died in the arms of Jesus and Mary. And lastly, the H stands for he was the helper to our Blessed Mother, his loving spouse, so gentle and kind, but the one who helped to bring about the incarnation, who protected Christ from, even in the womb, he protected Christ. And throughout his life until the death of Saint Joseph, he was the helper to our Blessed Mother and the guardian of the Redeemer. So Saint Joseph has many beautiful titles. The spouse of our Blessed Virgin Mary, the foster father of the Son of God, the guardian of the Redeemer, the patron and protector of the universal church, the head of the Holy Family, the model for all husbands and fathers, and of course that perhaps most beautiful title of all, the patron saint of a happy death. And so we ask Saint Joseph, pray for us.